Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is one that Emmett's really super excited about. This is his idea. He's been wanting to do this one for a little while. And we're going to be featuring trivia all about cars. Not the movie Cars.
Cars in general.
Cars in general. Like real cars.
Vroom, vroom.
So, yeah, thank you for coming back for another episode. If for those of you that are just joining us that maybe don't know about our podcast is Trivia Questions. You're going to get about 15 trivia questions today. And each round of trivia has five questions, and they're going to start really nice and easy with the round we call...
Trivia Tots.
And the next round, things get a little tougher and tougher as we go. So we'll introduce those rounds as we go. Emmett. Are you super excited for this trivia?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he's been really into cars lately. I don't know why. Why do you think you've been more into cars lately?
Well, I have a friend who really likes cars, and he's got me into them.
Yeah.
Much more.
Well, and our family just recently did a car purchase, too. So that was kind of fun going through that process. Did you like test driving all the cars?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was fun.
I test drived 3 cars, and yeah. I was in them.
That you didn't drive them.
No. We did Nissan, Ford, and Subaru.
Yep. Yeah. So with that, let's dive right into our trivia questions, our trivia top car questions with question 1. What do cars use to clean the windshield when it rains?
Windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers is correct.
Are correct.
Yes. Oh, thanks. The grammar police are pulling me over. Sometimes, I don't know about you, buddy, but like when I'm driving and I have music on, I like it when the windshield wipers kind of line up with the beat of the music.
So do I.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Usually, it doesn't last. It only lasts for a couple seconds, but yeah, it's always fun when it does.
Usually, sometimes, what kids see is like an F1 race in the car,
mm-hmm.
but what parents see is just them staring at a water drop rolling down the window, and you're like, go, and I'm like, go, 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 you could do it.
That's funny. Question 2. What is the name of the van driven by the characters of Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
The Mystery Machine is correct. I love the Mystery Machine. I think later on, if I were to have like more money than I know what to do with, I would definitely buy a Mystery Machine for sure.
Or buy an SUV and then get it. Decaled as
like one
the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, like an electric one. I think that would be kind of cool.
And like, what about like an electric Cadillac Mystery Machine?
That would be fun.
It's a significant part for the show.
It is. Everyone knows the Mystery Machine. Question 3. What type of car does Lightning McQueen represent in the movie Cars?
Porsche?
Well, Porsche is not incorrect. I think you went a little too deep on the question.
It's not Ferrari.
No, we're not looking for a brand of car. We're looking for what type of car. Yes, a race car is what we're looking for. Yeah, he's not like a tow truck. He's not a semi-truck. He's not a truck. He is a race car. Very good. Question 4. What color are most school buses in the United States?
Y-E-L-O-O-W, yellow.
All right. Yes. Yellow is correct. Do you know why we paint them yellow?
To caution drivers that there are kids on board.
Yeah. It's just to make sure that, like, people can see them. Because they're a really big a really big vehicle, and if you have like rain or snow or fog or something, it's easier to see a big giant yellow tube than it is something that's like black or some other color.
There's also different kind of buses, not just school buses, but city buses.
Yep. And generally, those aren't painted yellow.
Red buses.
The yellow bus, and I think they're also painted yellow because they make a lot of frequent stops with little kids, so it's easier to see then. Question number 5. What nickname is commonly used for the Volkswagen Beetle due to its round shape?
Plug bug?
You're very close.
Bug.
The answer we're looking for is bug. Yes, so they call it a Volkswagen bug, but then the game Slug Bug came up.
So then I think Slug Bug is just, if you see a bug, you start punching each other.
If you're the first person to see it, you get to announce it, and then you get to smack them. Yeah. Kids in the car, don't do this. It's not fun at all. Unless you're the one that saw the bug, in which case then it's kind of fun. And that's going to do it for our Trivia Tots round of Cars Trivia. Emmett's 5 for 5, been doing an awesome job. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing well. But now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty a little bit. Things are going to get tougher. We're going to move on to the
Mind Movers.
Mind Mover round. Very good. Question 6. What is the name of the gauge on a car dashboard that shows how fast the car is going?
Speedometer?
A speedometer is correct. At first, when you look at the word, it says speed-o-meter. And for a long time when I was little, I always thought it was a speedometer.
So did I.
I actually kind of like it better as a speedometer. It sounds more fun.
What about just a speed meter?
The speed meter? Actually, I mean, that kind of makes sense too, but I feel like they needed like a scientific fancy name. Speedometer.
Yeah.
But the speedometer sounds better.
Don't get it mixed up with thermometer.
The thermometer? The thermometer?
Thermometer.
Question 7. What company manufactures the Mustang?
Ford.
Ford is correct. The Mustang's been around for a long time. It's very
cool car. It's one of my
dream
cars.
Yeah, it's a very cool car. Would you want a newer Mustang or an older Mustang?
I want an electric Mustang Mach-E.
Oh, one of the newer ones. Okay. I think I'd like an older Mustang if I had a Mustang. Question 8. What does SUV stand for?
Subunified van.
Subunified van is a valiant effort, but incorrect. So the SUV is the type of car we're talking about, and they call those sport utility vehicles. What did you call it? Subunified van?
Is that? Yes.
Subunified. I like that one. That's good. No, sport utility vehicles, they're meant for like going off-roading and also for utility, for carrying big stuff. So they usually have like a big trunk. And
would you call children big things?
Sure. Possibly.
If you have like 4 children, then you need an SUV if you're going on a road trip.
Mm-hmm. But there's unfortunately a lot of SUVs that never once see off the road, which takes the sport out of them, but that's okay. Question 9. What is the term for a car that uses both gasoline and electricity as power sources?
Trans fuel vehicle
is a fantastic guess. I love that you're using what you know and your context clues. Unfortunately, it's incorrect. The answer we're looking for is a hybrid car.
Oh.
Yeah, hybrid cars use both electricity. They have a battery and they use gas. And so most of the time when you're going like really slow, like under 25 miles an hour, it uses the battery and it won't run on gas. And then when you get a little faster, it switches over to gas.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. They're really good on gas mileage. Question 10. Which Italian car manufacturer is known for its prancing horse logo?
Ferrari.
Ferrari is correct. Excellent. That was very good. That one, that I like the Ferrari logo. The Ferrari logo is probably one of the classic. It's a red and yellow and black. The colors are really cool. It's always really neat.
Porsche is my favorite logo.
Yeah? Okay. Very cool. And that's going to do it for our Mind Move Around. We are just humming along in car trivia here, but folks, things are about to get bumpy here. We're about to ratchet up the difficulty to a level that most people have never attempted before. So buckle up.
Unless if you're a first episode listener. From the first episode.
That's true. So yes.
Start
your engine. Make sure the airbags are on. Buckle in. Hang on tight because we're about to get into the...
Brain busters.
The brain busters.
So our monster truck level.
Hard questions. Big trucks. Question 11. What is the name of the safety system in cars designed to inflate in case of a collision?
An airbag. You leaked the question.
I accidentally leaked the question.
You became the lad.
Yes, the lad is known for doing this where he answers the next future questions when he talks, and I accidentally just did it too. So yes, the answer we're looking for is an airbag. Now, hopefully you've never been in a car when an airbag has gone off. I've unfortunately had to experience an airbag, and it's not fun, but I was definitely thankful that they were there because it helped for sure. Airbags are kind of crazy. They go off really fast. Before you know it, they're all of a sudden they've gone off. So yep, luckily you've never had to feel an airbag before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try to keep it that way. Question 12. What is the first mass-produced car created by Henry Ford called?
The automobile?
The automobile is a great, great answer, but incorrect. There's a specific name for the first Ford, and it's called the Model T. So the Model T is kind of fun. It's like an open air car. Like there's not a lot to it, but it's got big old fat wheels and the engine and all that stuff. But yeah, it was the first car that they kind of put out. So that there was a lot of Model Ts out there right when they first started. I can't imagine it was a very. I don't think they had like there were no seat belts and there was no like not a lot of shocks and stuff. I think it was a pretty rough ride.
But now they have like off-road wheels and
like tons of other stuff, like yes. Shocks and like there are certain cars now you can like raise them up and lower them.
You can play music.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff with them. Pretty crazy. We've come a long way since the Model T. Question 13. Which electric vehicle recently released is sometimes referred to as a dumpster on wheels?
Tesla Cybertruck.
Well, the mom helped me write these questions, and yeah, I think this is mom inserting a little bit of mom humor in here. Yeah.
I think it was mom personalizing the question.
Yes, definitely. The Cybertruck is correct. Now, I'm not going to lie. It does kind of look like a dumpster on wheels.
Elon, if you're listening, don't listen to us.
It kind of does. It's just very square and boxy and bigger on one end.
Yeah, doesn't have a lot of truck attributes.
Well, and in the future, maybe we'll look back and say, wow, that was That was the first one of all the cars looking like that. Who knows? But right now, it's the only one that looks like that.
I want to have a flying Cadillac Lowrider.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, flying cars is definitely in my future, for sure.
According to the Jetsons, we were supposed to have them in like 1967.
We're behind. Question 14. What strange material did Henry Ford once use to make a car prototype in the 1940s that could withstand impacts better than steel?
Oh no, I'm just going to guess vibranium.
Vibranium? You know, because there's so much vibranium laying around for Henry Ford to make things out of. The answer we're looking for is soybeans.
What?
I know. So he created a soybean car. And so it was actually like made out of like a material that they kind of like resembles plastic, but it was made from soybeans and it worked great. So kind of crazy, like an all-natural car.
Is that what the Model T was made of?
No, I think this was just a prototype. So he like kind of like...
tested around.
Yeah, he tested around, showed it around and said, hey, maybe we could do this. But I guess it worked. Who knows? But there must have been some reason why we can't use soybeans.
I think you can't run gas with soybeans.
That's a good question. I don't know. And finally, question number 15. What is the name of the German highway system famous for having sections without speed limits?
Route 66?
Route 66 is a great answer if we were talking about America, but unfortunately, we're looking for a German highway system, and that one is the Autobahn. The Autobahn is the system that, like, there's areas in that highway in Germany that have zero posted speed limits.
Why?
You can go as fast as you want.
Why?
I don't know. I think they have this system where you just have to make sure that if you're not going very fast that you stay on the side. But like everybody has to just kind of watch out for each other and you have to drive with safety in mind.
So they're giving an honor system.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, if everybody watches what they're doing, everyone should be in good shape. So it's kind of the way most driving should be.
What if someone lets a 7-year-old kid who can drive?
Well, I think I think you still need like driver's license. It's not like there's no rules. They just don't have speed limits. You can go as fast as you want.
But what if someone doesn't care if a 7-year-old doesn't have a license?
Well, what happens if someone doesn't care and they put a dog in the front seat to drive? What happens when a Cadillac mystery machine decides to go driverless and they just put a brick on the gas pedal? What happens then? We could do this all day, kid. All right. And folks, that's going to do it. On that weird note, we're going to wrap up car trivia here. The lad did fantastic. There were some difficult questions and also some nice easy ones and some weird ones. And that was a fun topic. And so if you enjoyed the trivia, we would love to hear from you. Tell us what was your favorite part of this episode. And we would also love to hear from you if you have episode ideas. So you can find us on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia and on Facebook at the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Also, what else do we want them to do, boss? Should we have them review?
Sure.
Yeah, rate and review.
I was about to say like and smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, you could do that. But yes, if you're listening on any type of application, like maybe say Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please make sure that you hit that subscribe button or the whatever the button's called to learn about our podcast every single week. And also, if you enjoyed it, leave us a 5-star rating and write a comment. If you leave your name in that comment or in a social media message to us, we're going to do our best to try to give you a shout out over on the podcast. So thank you all so much for all of those reviews. It helps us to find more trivia listeners just like you.
I don't know if it's true, but you can hit the bell for notifications when we put out a new episode.
I don't know if there's a bell to hit. Maybe there is. There's a bell on YouTube, but we're not on YouTube yet. But yeah, I don't right now. I think if you do add and you follow our show, you have your notifications on, you should get a notification whenever we post anything. So yep, go check it out. All right, buddy. What are your final words and thoughts on car trivia today?
I really like this. It's just cars are a pretty big passion in me.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. We really appreciate it whenever you come back. And hopefully you enjoyed the episode with you and your family, friends, and anybody else in the car at home. We'll see you next week. We hope you have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you later.
Alligators. Vroom, vroom.